Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Leap year? Use that extra day wisely. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, a driver's licence agency has been found guilty of discrimination by the Workplace Relations Commission for refusing a licence to an asylum seeker. It's the second ruling by the WRC in less than a month in which an asylum seeker had been refused a full driver licence despite holding one in their country of origin. The Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission took the case to the Workplace Relations Commission on behalf of a single mother living in a rural direct provision centre. Here to tell us more about it now, I'm joined by Salome Bogwa, Commission Member of the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission. You're very welcome to studio, Salome. This woman's identity has not been revealed, but what can you tell me about her and her circumstances?
The woman is actually a mother who have been living in direct provision, but she has the right to work. She found a job in Dublin, but actually she's living in a very rural area, which is very difficult to access public transport. But she's been travelling through public transport, which is the bus, and then the train to Dublin.
Every day. To her work.
Yes, okay. And she has some 14-month-old child. So she applied for a driving license to make life easier for herself and her child, and actually to be able to earn the living that can actually sustain her and her child at the same time. But it was rejected on condition that they were looking for a document that she couldn't actually provide, either stamp for or an EU passport. This woman is among the asylum seekers who have been actually granted the right to work in the country, but these administrative barriers are prohibiting her from achieving her right to work that has been provided to her.
Okay, so she had a driver's license in her home country of origin. She tried to apply here, as you say, and she couldn't produce the document that they demanded. What did she do from there?
She applied for a theory test, you know, to be able to get a runner license, of which she paid 100 euro. It was actually she passed the theory test and everything.
So she was allowed to do the theory test?
Yes.
Okay, so she's in the system at this stage.
She's actually in the system, yeah, and she passed that, you know, she also paid money to do that. But when she went to apply for the license itself, she couldn't get it.
And what did they say to her?
She needed to produce what they called the proper document, either a stamp for showing that she have the right to work in the country or a European passport. As we know, asylum seekers, you know, they're still within the application process. And also, you know, as a public body, they actually have the obligation to uphold the rights of the people and to try and ensure that people don't, to prevent them from experiencing discrimination.
And as you say, Salome, she had the right to work. She had secured employment. And she was travelling a big distance every day by bus and train.
Yes.
So she took her case, she came to the Human Rights Commission.
Yes, the Human Rights Commission actually, you know, supported her with the legal case, so, you know, to the WRC. The WRC today then made that the decision clear that she has the right to get the license. They've actually said that she should get the permit, and they have given a clear deadline for the permit to be issued to this mother. They've also ordered that the discriminatory guidelines that are there preventing for the license to be issued to be changed. So we are hoping as a national equality body that, you know, this will be followed and that the woman will get the permit.
It's the second case in the past month.
You're very right. The first case was actually a man who had found a job in delivery, but he was using his bicycle, you know, for the delivery purpose. Yeah. So he applied for a license to be able to be efficient in work and to be able actually to do what he was doing. But also his actually license was denied. So the WRC also ruled in this case in his favor, and he was actually awarded 2,500. And also they asked that he be granted the permit.
Now, the next step, of course, is for this woman today and the man you're talking about to be able to get their driver's license. That hasn't happened yet.
No, it hasn't happened. And I would say that, you know, there are so many asylum seekers who are actually experiencing the same problem. I think when the state have already given the right to work for asylum seekers, it's also very difficult that there are those administrative barriers. And actually, driving license is not only one of them. We have others like the access to bank account, which is also making it difficult. So it's very difficult to give a right to work for a group. And then there are all these administrative barriers that are hidden hindering them from achieving their right to live with dignity through work.
Because the Supreme Court ruled in favour of asylum seekers being enabled to work. Legislation was put in place. But you're talking about barriers still in existence, like the driver's licence, which you've just highlighted, and other barriers as well, the bank account.
Yes.
So if you're an asylum seeker, even with the right to work, is it the situation that you can't open a bank account?
Some people have experienced difficulties in this. As you have said, actually, in 2017, the Supreme Court ruled that indefinite ban for asylum seekers to work was unconstitutional. Mm. And so that right was upheld, and people actually who have stayed in the country for 9 months can apply for work. So these two people have found jobs. It's not that actually they are looking for work. They have jobs, but it's very difficult for them to be able to do that the work they're supposed to do due to inaccessibility of where they are living to actually Dublin. Most of them, the two of them actually are working in Dublin.
To access their employment.
Yes. Myself, I've been into some of these accommodation centres. You know, this Rose Duvana, for example, in County Clare. Yeah. We're visiting women there. And it's true, it's inaccessible. It's very, very difficult
what
to be able to
access. What part of County Clare is that centre in?
It's called Rose Duvana.
Rose Duvana, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
In County Clare.
Okay.
But also, like, take an example of asylum seeker living in Monaghan. You have to walk a long way to get public transport.
That's the Listunvarna Centre, I think, isn't it? Where they arrived last year.
Yes.
To Listunvarna. Yes. So
yes.
Accessing the main towns or accessing Limerick City is difficult for people.
Yeah, but there are many of them. It's not only Rose Duvana. I'm also saying about, Monaghan and others which are very much in remote areas. So it's really a real problem for many asylum seekers, even though they've been granted that right to work, they are not able to fulfill it because inaccessibility of where they are living, and then this whole administrative challenge and barrier of accessing driving license has become incredibly difficult, you know, for them to access.
Salome Bogwa, Commission Member of the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us this evening.